Hello, welcome to Huntington Way. My name is Lenny DiCastro, and I'm your host today. And I have two beautiful ladies here from Pikes Peak Business and Education Alliance, or PPBEA. And I would like to introduce you.
I'm Abby Coleman, and I'm the Program Support Specialist with the PPBEA.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you. I'm Teresa Klinitsky, and I'm the Operations Manager with Pikes Peak Business and Education Alliance.
Thank you so much for being our guest today. And let's go start with telling something about yourself and how do you involve with the organization.
Yeah, so I have worked with PPBEA for about 2 years now, and I came on in 2020, which was an interesting experience with the pandemic. And I primarily work with our students and helping them through the process from creating an account through applying for the opportunities and exploring different careers. So that's my main functions that I do at the organization.
How about you, Teresa?
Perfect. So I came on board in 2019 when the initiative was launching. I was part of the initial team, the startup team, and my primary role is to work with educators. So everything from administration down to teachers in the classroom and helping them create a career-connected learning program within their school system, within their district, or teachers creating one right within their classroom.
Great. And then can you go tell us something deeply about the organization? What are your mission, your goals, and how do you guys help with the community?
Yeah, so the mission of the Pikes Peak Business and Education Alliance is to connect students' talents, interests, and aptitudes to the world of work. So figuring out what students like to do, what they're good at, what they excel in, and how that can relate to jobs that exist post-high school and even some for in high school. Post-high school, and then for students who maybe have the opportunity to do internships while in high school in a chosen career path.
Great. I was looking at your website, and I've seen that you start from K to 12. Mm-hmm. And can you go tell something about it? Because I know that at high school, students are going to go find out, like, where do they want to be or what do they want to go when they grow up? So how are we going to be able to go start when they are in kindergarten and on?
Well, we've learned that students as young as preschool and kindergarten are learning about different careers, what exists in the world around them, careers that mom and dad maybe do, relatives, community members, neighbors. And so they're learning about careers from a very young age. I mean, our children dress up at Halloween as their favorite service person, fireman, dump truck driver, you know, doctor, lawyer. They're already learning. So why not capture that excitement and that exploration potential moving through elementary school into middle school? Let them see what's out there. There are so many careers that exist today that didn't exist 5, 10, 15 years ago. So since the world is ever changing, we want to continue to encourage that exploration so kids are constantly seeing what is possible for them when they reach high school and beyond.
Great. And are you guys only like doing for the professionals? And you have mentioned that students doesn't know anything, not anything, but they only know a couple of professionals like doctors, attorneys, and just the major ones. But how about trade school? What do you guys do with it? Do you guys have something with it as well?
Yes, so the opportunities on our website are very wide ranging. You got things from people in trade schools, HVAC or plumbing or other kind of those trade schools, welding, all the way up to cybersecurity, computer science, then the medical field. We have a wide range of opportunities there. And then law, trying to think, what else do we have on there, Teresa, that you can think of? But yeah, it ranges the whole gambit. We try to have as many different opportunities and different occupations demonstrated because we have seen that a lot of kids don't know many, they don't know what's out there. They know maybe a handful of them, but really opening their eyes to kind of the wide-ranging possibilities and make them think a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah.
We are really focused on shifting that college decision-making process. We no longer want students to think that they have to go to college no matter what after high school, but instead we want them to go at that education, post-secondary education, more informed. So figure out what you're interested in, where your aptitudes lie, how that connects with the world of work, and then what type of training or education do you need to get yourself there?
Great. That's a good opportunity because I remember when I was young, I only know a couple of choices, but now we have a lot. And this is a great opportunity as well. And is this only like local, and do you guys have anything as well with national as well, or just here in Colorado Springs?
Right now, we just serve El Paso and Teller County, okay. So any K-12 students in those two counties can take advantage of the opportunities on our website. So mm-hmm. right now, we're just local. Maybe one day we'll be statewide or nationwide, but right now we have a lot of work to do here just in the Pikes Peak region.
Very true. We do also offer support and consulting for other communities who want to start a program similar to what we have here. So they're welcome to reach out and we'll give them some support. But yes, we are focused right here in the Pikes Peak region.
Okay. So what are the districts that you guys have? You have mentioned that El Paso and Teller County. So can you guys talk more about the districts that are involved in this program?
So the main districts that we work with are the ones that are like most involved with our program would be District 49, so okay. up on the north side of town, District 11, District 3, District 8, those are more on the south side of town, and then up in Woodland Park, we have mm-hmm. partnership with them, and who else? I'm forgetting some more districts.
We work
sure.
with all school districts okay. in Colorado Springs and the surrounding areas, so El Paso County. I believe there's 18 separate school districts,
right, yeah.
so ranging from Manitou Springs out to Hanover, mm-hmm. and then Fountain Fort Carson and Whitefield in the south up to Academy District 20, and then Woodland Park up the hill. So really any public school district, charter school, private school, homeschool, we're open to all K-12 students in the Pikes Peak region.
That's very good. And I thought it's only like for public school, but you mentioned about charter mm-hmm. school as well.
Yes.
So aside from those things, what are the support that you can give for the teachers and also with the parents? Because I know some of the students, this is for students as well. But what are the support that you can give with the teachers and also the community and with the parents as well? Because choosing career, sometimes it only involves the youth, but we would like to go involve as well the community. So how do you guys support them?
I'll let Teresa take the educator
okay.
side
All
of
right.
it, because she works with the educators more, so she can kind of speak to how we assist them.
So we can really support any number of ways.
Okay.
So educators in the classroom, we can come in. We've got tools, resources, curriculum that we can help wrap around the career exploration process for students. So for some teachers, that may be inviting professionals in to speak to their class about their particular career or how a subject in school maybe connects with that career. They can schedule field trips through our website to go view different facilities, different organizations, learn more about the careers that exist. We also help students explore careers, so sort of test drive their
nice.
Future career, try it out, see if they like it. It doesn't matter to us whether they love it or hate it. Either option is productive for students to either rule it in or rule it out. So there's really, we run the gamut, so we can help students. Same with parents.
Mm-hmm.
Parents can get their students involved with or without the school, and then help support their students through that process to explore and investigate different occupations. And then community members, we welcome the community as well. We have seats at our table for post-secondary educators, along with community members, professionals, industry associations. You know, the goal is to build up our community and help these students find meaningful jobs that pay a livable wage.
Oh, okay. So just a wrap up. So if the students would like to go get help from you guys, if they want to go do a certain professions, do you guys offer for them to go into that community and be able to go help out?
Yes. So we operate a website.
Okay.
It's called The Marketplace. You can find it at ppbea.org. and they can register for a free account and go start exploring.
You have heard Theresa and Abby from the PPBEA. We're going to go learn more from them after a short break, so stay tuned. Welcome again, and let's go hear more from Abby and Theresa. We have mentioned in our previous episode about what you guys do at PPBEA. Now let's go talk about the other service that you have, Workforce Center. Theresa.
Perfect. So the Pikes Peak Business and Education Alliance partners with and is housed under the Workforce Center at the Citizen Service Center. They provide services for the entire community, adults through young adults. And so they gratefully opened their doors and brought us in, and we're super excited to be partnering with them to be able to serve all the schools in El Paso and Teller County now.
And we serve the role as like the in-school youth team. So they have a youth young adult team that serves school those participants who are out of school, whether that's through dropout or for other circumstances of. And then we take the portion of students who are in school. So that's kind of our role and where we fit in the puzzle of the Workforce Center.
Okay, great. So let's go talk about how are the individuals or the community is going to be able to go help you and lend their hand for this cause for your organization.
Perfect. So we are open and hoping that all professionals in the area will want to get involved and share information about their journey, their career journey, how they got from high school to where they are today, as well as what a day in the life of their profession looks like. So this is the way that we transfer knowledge to the next generation workforce. This is also the way that we help businesses and organizations build their talent development pipeline. So if you can get students as a business or organization interested in your industry, in your occupations, when they're sitting in middle school classrooms, think about the workforce that you're building for your future. You know, no longer will you have a problem posting jobs and hiring people. You will actually be hosting interns in high school that are excited about coming to work for your company either during high school or right after.
That's great. So meaning to say, since I have a tutoring center, I can invite them to my center and then they will find out like, ooh, do I want to be a teacher one day or what can I do? So that is a great opportunity for our students. And aside from getting involved, what are the other options that other individuals can do aside from being your guest or also like doing the internship? Is there any other involvement that the community can do?
Absolutely. So the community can also take part in our career pathway advisory meetings. They happen twice a year. We bring together industry professionals and educators. We all sit together to brainstorm how to best prepare our students for the world of work as it looks today. The other way is by donating.
Oh, nice.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and so we are always looking for donations to help keep us running, as well as providing scholarships for interns to pay the interns that are working in our community and for transportation costs to help offset that for students.
Oh, that's great. So let's go talk about transportation. And I know some of the students are, they don't have like any license. So who guys are going to go bring them for the, if they need to go do the internship?
Yeah, so we're currently looking at different organizations that we can partner with to help facilitate those transportation issues, because we do know that transportation through the schools or through personal vehicle is not always feasible. We also offer a wide variety of virtual opportunities. So the students don't have to travel. They can do an internship or a job shadow over Zoom or remotely from their own home or from school. And that way they don't have to worry about transportation. So we kind of have a couple different ways that we can alleviate those transportation issues that exist.
That's really good. And I like that because not everyone can do that. So for example, for marketing side, they can shadow another person who are doing that and be able to help that small business here in Colorado Springs. So how, if I would like to go be a part of this, how would I join, or how would I include my company with this one or the other businesses here in Colorado Springs?
Yes. So if you go to our website, which is ppbea.org, interested career professionals can click on the business header in the top right corner, and then click on the career representative sign up, and that will take them to a form that they fill out, and that information is sent to us, and then we reach out to schedule a meeting to introduce them to our program, what opportunities they want to offer, and kind of just get to know them and make sure that it's going to be a good fit for what we have available. And so that's the main one, and then those who are interested in the advisories can fill out the same form and then reach out that way, and we'll get them on an advisory board if they would like to serve in that capacity.
That's great. Do you have any other information that you would like to go add, Teresa?
That's a good question. We are just excited to attract more students, educators, and business and community partners to our initiative. We're growing every day. We're constantly adding new business contacts and new schools. So, you know, the more the merrier. The more we can offer to our students in the community, the more informed they'll be, the better decisions they'll make, and the more ownership they'll take over their future, which is only going to help our community be more prosperous and successful.
That's really great. You can sign up and help the PPBA or Pikes Peak Business Education Alliance. What types of activities and the students and teachers can connect you with?
Ooh, so there's all types of activities. So there's group activities that staff and educators connect with, like classroom speakers. They can have business professionals come in and talk about their particular occupation or their career story, how they got to where they are today, to different levels of classes. So middle school classes or high school classes. It could be a specific career and tech ed class or just a general math or English class. To really help their students start to that exploratory process to learn about careers.
The next group activity would be a site visit or a field trip. And so students can apply and take a group of students to a local business and see what their operation looks like. Everything from a manufacturing plant to we have somewhere county facilities, different places, and they can see all the different careers that are involved at one facility, because a lot of these places have tons of different occupations, so it's a good way to introduce students to a wide variety in one opportunity.
That's great. Can you go tell me something about, like, what do you guys hear from the students when they visit different businesses that you guys did, and then what do they say about it? Any experiences that you guys can share, or how do they react when they visit some businesses?
Yeah, so, I mean, we are all kids at one point in time, and I know how much I loved going on field trips mm-hmm. when I was a kid. And we have students who say great things about these different facilities and maybe are introduced to a company or an organization that they didn't know existed. So it's also a name recognition, and they're like, oh, that sounds really cool. I didn't know that was something that was offered here in the city. And so it's really cool to see their kind of like eyes light up when they see like, oh, that's a cool job. Like, I didn't know I could do that. Mm-hmm. I want to now learn more about that specific job. So yeah, it's really cool to see the like light come on for the kids and see their excitement with the different careers and what's really out there for them to experience.
Great. And since you guys are open since 2000 and it's been 5 years now, do you guys have students who already did this path and then they are already finished the career path that they did? Anything from the students who can relate onto this one and then be able to go say like, hey, I did this training from the PPBA, and now look at me, so that we can tell that to the community.
Absolutely. We've heard from lots of students, some who have gone on to, you know, to college or other training, or have been offered entry-level positions with the company they interned at. Mm-hmm. So this really is, the whole process is a relationship-building exercise. So these students are meeting professionals in careers that they're interested in and building those relationships. So when they do move on to post-secondary education or training, they still have that relationship. They can come back. They can connect with that business professional. They can ask for a reference, or they can come back to work a summer job, or maybe a jumping off point to their future career. So yes, we have lots of good success stories. Also students who have participated in internships, they add that to their college application and that gives them a leg up. This is, you know, they know now what direction they're headed in and what college degree they're after. So it just shows how motivated and how successful they've already been. So colleges are really excited to see that on their applications.
That is so nice to hear, because at least now the students can say, like, after finish high school and then they find out like, oh, I want to be like this. And then they can focus on the things that they would like to do and enjoy, and also earning money later down the line, right? So yes. Regarding the internship, if a business community or a business organization doesn't have money to go provide for or additional payroll cost for the internship, how do you guys help with them? Can you go talk more about that?
Definitely. So right now, all of our internships are 60 hours, which also translates to course credit for most of the schools that these students are in. And so we right now pay for the internship. So we will pay them hourly. They make minimum wage. And so they will be paid for those 60 hours. So we have that, and people who donate can donate to our scholarship fund to help keep paying our interns for as long as we have them.
Great. And then just like what I said, if I would like to go do the internship, that could be a good one to know that. And what are the other options that you guys can tell the public so that they will be aware of this organization that you guys are in, aside from helping them to go find out what are the career path, and also with your workforce center? Are there any other involvement that they can do or just for the students to get aware of?
Absolutely. I think the biggest part is just come check us out. Come learn more about us. Visit our website, you know, explore the different areas, reach out if you have questions. We love to talk about the Pikes Peak Business and Education Alliance. We love to talk about career exploration. We love to talk about all of this. We want to help businesses with their workforce development needs. We also want to help educators with their student career development needs. So don't be shy. Go to the website, learn all about us, and ask all of your questions. We are always open for conversation, for brainstorming, for collaboration. And we look forward to meeting new business partners every day.
Definitely. And we can kind of work with you on whatever level of involvement you want to have. So if you're not ready to host an intern, that's okay. We have lower intensity activities that you can put on our website that will still introduce students to careers, but maybe don't require as much time and effort as hosting an intern does. So we do have options for those businesses who want to help but aren't quite ready for the more advanced stage of hosting an intern.
Wow, this is a great opportunity for all the business here in Colorado Springs to help out. I am so grateful that you guys joined me today. Thank you so much, Theresa and Abby.
Thank you.
And again, folks, if you want to go learn more about the Pikes Peak Business and Education Alliance, please check their website and join them and help them by donating or being a guest for their workforce center so that our kids today will be better in their future. Again, this is Lenny DiCastro from Huntington Way. I will see you next time. Thank you for joining us.